Okay, Kumlen, the block of motor, we're up to Dav Dalid, Amar Aleph, and Avodah Zarah. And we're comparing Yidden to fish. So the Gemara is saying, now, why are we comparing them to fish? We're up to the Gemara here, about 8 lines from the top of the page. First we said, like, fish cannot exist outside the water, Eden cannot exist outside of Torah. And, okay, we're up to here. Dabar Acher, about 8 lines on the top. Another pshat. Ma dogim shebiyam, just like fish in the water. Kol ha-godl mechaveire beleas chaveire. Every fish, larger fish, preys on the smaller ones and vulnerable ones. I've been other, so too by humans. Il mole merosh or malchus had not been for the fact that there is some discipline and law and civil law. Kol ha-godl mechaveire beleas chaveire. The stronger will take over the weaker. Vahainu that now, this is what we learned. Rabbi Chanina's gan ha-koinim oimer. Rabbi Chanina, the assistant of the Kohen, said, having mispal b'shleimer shel malchus, you should daven for the welfare of the government. Shel moli moro shel malchus, if not for the fear of the government, ish esreeyu chayim b'loya. Every single person will consume his friend. Rav Chinna ba papa rami. Rav Chinna ba papa has a question. Ksiv in one pasuk says, what is it? It says, Shaddai loy mitzunu shagi koyach, that the Eibishter does not use excessive koyach. Ksiv, but another pasuk it says, Godl Adonainu v'rav koyach. The Eibishter has plenty of koyach. Ksiv, it says, Yimincha Hashem ne'dori ba koyach. So the Eibishter does use expend plenty of effort. Loy kasha. Kan b'shas adin, kan b'shas ha'machamah. When the Eibishter is judging the Eden, then he uses less koyach. When the Eibishter is waging a war, he uses more koyach.
When did you
start?
You just finished
having
it. All right.
What, Mincha or Ma'ariv? We started 3 minutes ago. Guys, you have to come right after davening. Long, long blot. Rav Chaim with 3 lines in the wide lines, basically where we left off yesterday. With 3 lines in the wide lines. Rav Chaim, Rav Chanina Rami. We're still learning Agadah for the next 2 days, then before we go back to the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, all about Avodah Zarah. So the third wide line of Dalet Amud Aleph. Rab Chama, but Rab Chanina Rami, Rab Chama, the son of Chanina, asked the question, Ksiv, it says in one pasuk, the Eibishter describes himself, he says, Chema Ein Li, I have no anger within me. Ksiv, on another pasuk, it says, that Noikim Hashem Ubal Chema. The Eibishter it does have anger, master of anger. So which one is it? Eibishter does get angry, doesn't get angry. Like Kasha, it's not a problem. Can be Yisroel and can be Eved Gechavim. Towards the Eden, the Eibishter says, I have no anger. And towards Goyim, the Eibishter does have anger. Rav Chinna Bachav, so that's one answer. Yeah. Rav Chinna Bar Papa, that's Rav Chama Bar Chanina. Rav Chinna Bar Papa, Omar, Chemo Ein Li. He's saying, I have no anger towards the Eden. Why? He's saying, you introduce Goyim, the Eibishter gets angry to Goyim. No, within the Eden itself. There's two psukim. One pasuk there is anger, one pasuk there is no anger. What do you mean? Shekvarnish baiti. The only reason, really, I would want to get angry, the only reason why I don't get angry is because I already swore that I won't get angry. And he says, it says in the very end of this very same pasuk where it says that what? I have no anger. Mi yitneini halavai, give me. Shalainish baiti. No, but what do you mean? Yitneini halavai. I wouldn't have sworn. If I wouldn't have sworn, then I would be able to allow my anger. What would happen then? Yeshamir Shayis. I would have destroyed them. I would have made them desolate. Against the Eden as well, they'd be saying, I do have anger welling up within me, but I'm just controlling myself. I know what Alexander said, my Chiva, it says a pasuk. It'll come on that day. And Avakish Lahashmin is Kol HaGoyim. I want to destroy all the nations. Who? What do you mean, Avakish? I wanted to, and I asked if I can destroy all the nations. Who did the Eibishter say that I am going to ask to destroy the people? The beginning of Shalahem, in their recorded books, to see whether they deserve to be destroyed or not. If they have any merit to them, upon them, I will redeem them. Im lav ashmidim, I will destroy them. In other words, Cortez explains that what this part of here is talking about is going back to the first. We had two answers to the Gemara. One answer to the Gemara is that he's angry only with Goyim, not with Eden. The other one is angry with Eden as well, but he controls himself because of a promise. Alexander is going back to the first shot against Goyim. Comes in that day, Mashiach will come, he'll see. If the Goyim have a schus, he will let them go. And if they don't have a schus, he look in the records of their deeds. If they don't have any good deeds, he will punish them. I know, but this is what Rabbi says. This is what it says in Pasik.
How does this tie with them wanting not under the Roish and all these
others? Yeah, till they saw Goyim Gemogin, they all joined forces Goyim Gemogin. So it wasn't real. They just wanted an easy life. No, we had before. That they were for a while, for a short term, until they saw Gog and Magog, and then they all deserted the Eibishter, and they all joined Gog and Magog. So, Achloi, so the Goyim who will be the Mashiach will have a Chayim. We had in Moritz and Hedron, the Goyim will have a Chayim on Haba. Achloi Bo Yishlach Yad, I will not try to extend my hand to punish. Im Befidoi Lehen Shua. What do you mean, Im Befidoi Lehen Yeshua? If they have any small good deeds, I'm going to judge Yisrael. Kishani don is Yisrael. Ain't ani don oitzam ka'ev yuchav. When I will judge the Eden, I will not judge them like the goyim. The goyim, I'm going to be very particular. I'm going to look and go through, you know, the fine tooth comb and everything else. But Eden, I'll be much more general and more lax, more relaxed.
You're not going to find too much.
You're not going to find what by us too much.
No, by them. You're not going to find too much.
Chsiv, as it says in Pasig. Ava asimena. That I will look for any krumkite. I will look for any deviation. I will look for the guilty for anything. Ava says three times. Elani nifra mehen. I will punish them. Kipicha tanugolus. I will go through slowly through everything that they have. So he's saying by Eden. By Eden, I'm going to be easy. I'm going to go very slowly, and actually, I mean by very slowly. I'm only going to punish them a little bit at a time, in order that they should be able to zeichet to go to Haba. Like a pigeon, like Tanu Goylus, when it looks for food, it just picks a little bit at a time. But I feel any solace in mitzvah funai. Even if the Eden, not that I'm going to punish them a little bit at a time. No, but by the goyim, he'll give them one big wallop, one big punishment. By the Eden, he'll punish them a little bit at a time, so that we can survive it.
What they did.
yeah, for sure they'll all get punished for what they did. Even another pshat, wouldn't be a little bit of time. Even the Eden don't do proper mitzvahs. Came out only they did a little. We're referring not to the punishment, rather to the mitzvahs. If they only did a little bit of mitzvahs, like when Tana Goyel goes ahead and digs away, they dig away there in the dirt. And mitzar from the chesh begadol. I'm going to combine all of these little mitzvahs and turn them into one big mitzvah. Now it says. Im bepidu lehen, as the pasuk, im bepidu lehen shava, that I'm going to gather them together to a larger amount. No, but ach, another pshat is bischar shemeshavim lefanei. Shava means meshavim means that they're going to scream before me. Daven ani meshiyosim. I'm going to help them. Behind him, Rabbi Malik says, "Pasuk." It says, "Pasuk." Vanoichi, them I will redeem them. Behema dibru alike hazavim. They talk to me like liars. I'm going to redeem the Eden. Like I said before, that I'm going to punish them only a little bit at a time. And how are they redeemed? Because dibru alike hazavim. What does that mean? Ani amarti. I said, "Evdim b'mamoinim ba'olam hazeh." I am going to save them through their money. What do we through their money? By giving tzedakah. That in order that they should be able to be zeichel haba, I'm going to add up the tzedakah that they give, the money they give for tzedakah, and that's going to be the greatest, I guess, merit that they have. Yeah, v'heima dibro alai kazavim, and they spoke to me like liars. What do you mean? V'hein nomer da papmesh made the nomer lechiv. It says in the pasuk, these are all things that can happen in the future. V'ani yisarti chazakti zroisam. Here I try to help them out. I try to strengthen them. And they think, you know, like punish them a little bit at a time. And the reason why I'm punishing them a little bit at a time is so that they can be zeichet to go to Olam Haba. But they consider it, oi, every time something bad happens, they rather come running as if I'm doing a terrible thing. I said, I'll make them suffer a little bit in this world. In order that they should have strength in Olam Haba. But instead, they think that this is all bad. They think that it's bad. I'm trying to hurt them, and in fact, I'm trying to help them. There was once that they praised Rabavu to a certain Rabavu prays to an apokaitis regarding a certain person called Rabsafra, the other godlu, Rabsafra, he's a great man. Shavkule Michsa the Tlaisa Shnin.
This is the famous Rabsafra.
Which is the famous Rabsafra? This is Rabsafra we had in many times in Gemara. They found him Omrelei. What happened here? Mishtabel Rabavu lemini berav safra. So this guy Rabavu prays to what's Habakkuk Rabavu the Adam Godlu that he's a great man. So what did this Habakkuk do? He was a tax collector. Shavkele michse the collector shlin. 13 years he absolved him from paying his shtayin, his taxes. One day he actually the min met this Rab Safra Omrulay. He said, I haven't asked you a question. See, it says in one pasuk, "Rak eschem yadaiti mikol mishpachos ha'adam." I only know you from all the other nations. Al kain, therefore, efked aleichem is kol avon aseichem. I'm going to remember you for all and punish you for all the sins. Does that make sense? Man, the isle sasaya. If I'm angry, berachme masikle, I'll vent my anger against my friends. Does that make sense? The Abish says, because I know you, therefore I'm going to punish you for all the sins. That doesn't make sense. Rav Safra didn't answer him. Romulei sudi lebetzavare. This guy, he didn't get angry. So you're a Talmud Chacham, it's called Amoretz. So he put a handkerchief around the guy's neck, around Rav Safra's neck, become a tzadli, started causing him pain. What do you mean? 13 years you didn't pay taxes for what? You're nobody. Also, Rabavu came, Ashkin, he found him. Romulei, my mitzvah, he said, what in the world are you doing to my friend Rav Safra? Why are you causing him all this anguish? Omale, what do you mean why? You told me the Adam God, who is a great man, and he couldn't explain me a pasuk. I don't understand the pasuk, and he couldn't explain to me. Yes, he said to him, Amlu, aim of the Amlechu. Now, this is a very interesting Gemara. We had the same thing in Tosis and Dafkuf Yudal in Babasa. Amlu, look at the Gemara, says it's hard to understand. When I said he's a big Talmud Chacham, I meant betanoi. He knows Mishnah is Gemara. But so Chumash is not Moritz. What Yitzchishiva Bacher knows Tanakh.
So we had the Tosfos where he said they didn't know the
Amroy lebeki bekroy. No, the Gemara said.
But that was when again the says that Dibbus.
No, that was the Gemara Baba Kama. The Tamchum didn't says. You're asking me what it says. Ditavloch. Yeah, I don't know what it says. Yeah, Tosfos just talking about the argument the pasuk by Yerusha. So. He said, "Hey, Madame Luchu Betanoi. All I can tell you is he knows Gemara Mishnayis. Abba Bekroy Miyamuchu. Did I tell you the what does that do with Talmud Chacham? Did I tell you he knows Psukim? Amra Lehei. So he said to him, you're telling me Talmud Chacham knows Psukim, but you know Ma'ish not Atan the Aditan. So how come you know Psukim and he doesn't? Amlu Anandish Kachirin Gabaychu. Because I hang around people like you that are constantly poking fun of the Teder. Ramin Anavshin Ma'ainin. I had to learn Tanakh in order to know how to answer you." They don't live amongst people like you at Pukarsim who go on a hard time. So therefore, they weren't Ma'ayin.
Clear Gemara.
100%. Actually, there's a beautiful tzlach in Brochus and the Fuchav Tess over there where the tzlach explains why in all yeshivas, and this is his time, there were no yeshivas, why full people don't learn Tanakh. Because Tanakh, if you don't learn properly, you can have a lot of sfeikus and amunah and have all kinds of questions. Dovah's behavior, Shaul's behavior, Shlomi's behavior. All these tzaddikim is hard to understand. So when Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkana says, Rabbi Yechonah said, "Yimona es atzma min hagoyin, avoid higoyin," it means avoid learning Tanakh. So you see, right? You think about the same thing. He's a baki betanoi, but kroy l'miyomer. Yeah.
So that who is familiar with the Torah and the Gemara and the Mishnah, they should make them from X?
Yes, tell that to the government. Yes, 100%. Amr lelei malon. So now you tell me pshat. Okay, you know Psukim. Tell me Pshat and Pasuk. Why is the Abishah venting his spleen against the Dafke's friends? I'll explain to you. My guy borrowed money from people. He lent money to people. One is a friend, one is an enemy. When it comes to his friend, he says, "You owe me $100. You can't. I know you can't pay me straight away. Pay me $5 a week." But there's enemies that give me the whole lump sum, $100. Same to Eibishter. What do you mean, friends? The Eden, he punished a little bit at a time. By the Goyim, he'll give them the whole punishment in one go. Avram Avinu said to the Eibishter, Chalil l'chama says, God forbid, you're going to kill outside of Russia. How can you do this? How can you kill a tzaddik with the Russia? No, it says in Pasik, it says a number of times, it says, V'chrati mimcha tzadik v'rasha, that I will destroy from you a tzadik and a rasha. It says in Tanakh that this will happen with Eden misbehave, we'll punish a tzadik and a rasha. So Gemara answers, but tzadik she'ain a gomer. That's why my tzadik is not a gomer. But tzadik gomer loy, sorry, tzadik and a gomer. That's, they also get punished. We're having more in Hakoinis. I mean, when a fire goes out and consumes a field, we learn from there, when there's a fire, the first, even though the fire started from the thorns, the first thing that get burnt is the grass and everything else, because tzaddikim pass away as well. But here the Gemara is saying it's only tzaddik shein gomer, not a tzaddik gomer. Freddy, you want to know? Av tzaddik gomer loy v'ksiv u'mimigdashay techelu, it says mefesh in the pasuk, that from the holy ones. That's where I'm going to begin. The first ones will be killed with the tzaddik. Rabbi Yisrael, I'll take him to Dosh El Mimkudosh from the holy people. El Bani Adam, Shekayim, as a Torah, Ma'alav Atof. Our holy people will keep the Torah from Al Atof. Hasam Nami there too. Even though the tzaddik gomer, Kivan Shahoya bi Yodam Limchiz Velay Michu, Havilu who kid tzaddik in Shein Gemur. Even though they're tzaddik gomer, but since they could have stopped people from doing an evade and they didn't, therefore it renders them like their tzaddik Sheinu gomer. Rav Papa asked the question. Ksiv, it says Kael Zoyim. So he says he should have erased. Taisa asked the question. We said Mefedish. Sometime better be quiet. It's better sometime not to say anything. Bite your tongue. Taisa answers. That's talking about, you know for sure they won't listen to it anyway. The Rosh argues with Taisa. He holds there's a difference if it's written Mefudish in the Taita. Then even if you know they won't listen to you, you have a chiv to tell them off and reprimand them. And there where it says mutav yishayim mezidim is dafke, where a mitzvah is not written clearly in the Torah. Anyway, so machleik is just tasted here in Rosh and Shabbos. Let's move right to Rami. A puppy has a question. Ksiv says in the pasuk kail zoyim becholyim. The Abish is angry every single day. Or Ksiv it says lifnei zamim miyamid. Who can stand up before Hashem's anger? If the Abish is angry every day, then how do we survive? Another pasuk says lifnei zamim miyamid. Then nobody can stand up before his anger. So which one is it? The Gemara, like Kasha, can be Yochim Tzibur. When the Eibush is angry for a Yochid, who can stand before Hashem's anger? But the Eibush, when it comes to Tzibur, the Eibush is angry every single day. Because and it's Chus of the Tzibur is what helps us survive the Eibush's anger. How long is his anger? Rega, a second. How long is a second? Achas mechomesh ribi 50,000 v'shloishes alavim 53,000 shmoyne meyaz v'aboy mishmoyne. It's 53,848 in Masechta Brachos. Sorry, one out of.
Does that mean 53,000th? Is that what it means?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. However, the Gemara Brachos has a different time altogether. There it says an 8,888. Yeah. So the Gemara says where is it? That's a second. The only one who knew the instant Abish was angry was Bilin. It says, das Elyon. He knew exactly what's going on by the Abish. I don't understand. Which one? The 55,000 or the 8,000? 53,000. They're learning as if it's a year, or they're learning? Have an hour. Doesn't say. Out of what?
Bishmoyne Bishar.
Oh, Bishar, okay.
So you're talking about Oinus and Itim.
So what's that? How much of a second?
A 16th.
A 16th of a second.
Well, they measure that now.
They want in, but so Regu is 112,000 something or other. 30,000.
No, we had the Gemara Brachos one out of 8,888 of an hour. Anyway, back to your mother. You tell me that Bilam Rosh knew, so it wasn't the Vias, he just knew. If he didn't know exactly what his Chamoy was thinking, how in the world does he know what the Abish was thinking? My dad's behem to live, when he didn't know what the Abish was thinking, or his animal was thinking. When he was riding on a donkey, Amrulay said to him, my time a little chafta susir, the people sent by Bolak said to him, why are you riding a donkey? It's so slow, why are you going on a horse? He said, the horses are all out there in the marshes. I don't have time to get them. I want to go straight away. Yeah, immediately by the donkey opened his mouth. What are you talking about? You always ride me. I'm always your donkey. Rabbi Bill defend himself. Yeah, I use the donkey all the time. True, but for carrying my loads, not for me. Amalei, what do you mean? I should have chafed or lie. You use me. You're too scared of a horse. You ride on a donkey. Amalei, akrei ba'alma. Yes, it happened once or twice. Amalei, ma oitcha v'adim hazeh. The donkey keeps on talking. Always, from the beginning of time till today. We have a relationship as well, at night. Because it says, ma'oitcha ad hayem, a yem includes day and night. Here it says, how do I know it also includes night? It says in the pasuk here, haskein is kanti, that I ever could endanger you. It says in another pasuk that by David HaMelech, when he's old and he needed someone to take care of him, told him to get a woman. It says, she'll come along and she'll anoint you and everything else, she'll take care of you. So we see clearly that the lashon sakanta has to do with the relationship with the woman. Hard to understand why the Gemara is bringing this part. If you want to bring a raya that he didn't know the animal, like Rashi is in Chumash there, that the animal, the donkey, saw the malach, and he didn't see the malach. When the donkey didn't refuse, you know, when it rubbed against the wall and all that. And there it says that the donkey knew things that not be able to know. What do you bring a raya from all of this? What does this have to do with the proof that he don't know what's going on in the donkey's mind? He's arguing with the donkey. He's embarrassed to tell the people why he's riding on a donkey. So he tells, you know, he really should go on a horse. So he gives him all this story there. Where does this show that he doesn't know what's going on in his animal's mind? It's not the raya.
But this shows he's able to.
Yeah, that he knew exactly what his animal was saying, but he was hoping his animal would shut up. Didn't realize the animal would start talking out of the return. But where do you see from here that Daz Behem Tivah have a yada? Because everything the animal said was true. So obviously, Bill Moser knew this. I don't know why we bring this as the raya. Because Rashi Chum brings the other things as the raya. You know, the malach. Did he say anything there? Anyway, this is all part of the raya. V'yedeh das elyon can't mean that he understood the Eibushter. If he didn't understand his animal as an Eibushter, it means he knew precisely the second that the Eibushter is angry. Navas, v'yedeh das elyon, shal yedeh l'chaven oisa shokosh baruch kais. But he knew exactly when the Eibushter, precisely when the Eibushter is angry. Behind the Kamal Navi, the Navi said, Ami zechono, you should remember, my yards Bolak Melech Moev, you should remember what Bolak Melech Moev advised, Uma ono oisa bilim bemba oye, what bilim bemba answered in Hashitim, Ada Gilgul, the Mandas Tzitkashev, you should realize the greatness and the charity of the Eibishter. What was the great charity of the Eibishter? Amro Lazam, Amiro, my nation, I want you to see Kamba Tzedokas Asisi Mocha, how many good things I did for you. Shalai Ka'asti, besides the fact that I swapped all of his clothes into brachas, Shalai Ka'asti Aleichim Kaloichin Ayamim. I did not get angry once. Koshim Ka'asti Aleichim Leishtaim Kachav Misanesh, so sorry to apologize. He means it's a euphemism for the Eden. If I would allow myself to get angry, then Bilam knew how to precisely how to ascertain that second, and he would have made a klola, would have heard all the Eden. Behind the coming of Bilam the Balak, my ekav le ekav cover kale, my ezin le zomah shem vazochton. The Eibush is not getting angry. Kama zomah rega. How long does the Eibush get angry for a second? Kama rega. How long is a second? I'm going to make it. Ravina rega kememra. As long as it takes a second, the word is rega. Very difficult. All the mafreshim have a very difficult time with Gemara. What are you asking, Kama Rega, and you answer Rega Kememra, as long as it takes to say the word Rega? When we just had in the bottom of the page, the Gemara says the Rega is 1 out of 53,000 and 800 and so on and so forth. What are you asking now, how much long is the Rega? So the Gemara is trying to... So the
Eibushter is a Rega, now we're talking about a person's Rega.
Yeah, same thing, we're talking about he knew how to ascertain.
Four times less.
Yeah, so the Mashal answers that is meaning, so what can you say in that Rega? Since it's 53,000, whatever it is, what can you say in the Rega? She said, Kimemra, one word. And Teisa already asked, which word? And this is a very important Teisa in Halacha, even though it's only Agadah. Teisa asked, which word can you say so short? So Teisa answers, Kolim, destroy them all. And the Eibushter thankfully changed the word Kolim to Melech, Surah Melech Boy. However, take another answer. As long as you started in the second, doesn't matter where you end. The Chiddush HaRim learns from here a big halacha, it's machlekes and taisis. When you say that Zman Tefillah ends at a certain time, what happens? You're an Ovid. You're Chassidus, you're a young man, and you daven slowly word for word, and it takes you a long time. Is it wrong? You have to finish davening before the Zman. So that's a machlekes, two answers in the taisis. According to the first answer, taisis, yes. Doesn't matter how slow you daven, you must finish before the Zman Tefillah ends. According to the second answer, no. As long as you start before the Zman Tefillah ends, you can go all day and daven. Which you had many chassidim davening, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours a day.
Yes.
I mean, you can daven over and over and over again, yeah. Yeah.
The preparation is the actual job.
The other thing is, 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 the So he called in his he told him, there's once a guy who his wife used to cook for him supper every night, and whatever, it was good. One night, she was in the kitchen, hours, he was thinking to himself, oh, tonight we're going to have a molzai, we're going to have a dinner, she comes in, exact same food, like every other night, so he blew his top. You know, you delayed the whole meal over there. I thought I'm going to get something special, and I got the same thing you give me when you don't delay the meal. That's what he said to them. Which, you know, what he's saying to them is, if you guys daven a little bit later, but you daven slow, word for word, okay, Dave, you should wait for your davening. But if it's the same, chap-lap, exactly. So why aren't you davening on time? Anyway, so these things were very upset. They were traveling somewhere. I can't remember where. And they were in this hotel, and they were fabringing about this point. And there was an old man sitting there, and he overheard their conversation, because one of the chassidim repeated what the chassidim said. So he walked over and he said, I hope you don't mind me saying so, but I would like to add one thing. That if the husband really loves his wife, doesn't care what time of the day she brings the meal, doesn't care if the food is burnt or not burnt, if the wife gives him, he'll eat it and enjoy it. So they went back to chassidim and told him that vort. He says, that man lived to 100 years old only so that he can be mazaka and find his chus in all of you guys. Anyway, how do you know? Yeah, it's up to you. It's you and your wife, talk and work around between yourselves. You better be careful again. Every day. I know. How do you know that the Eibush is angry for a second? See, the rega ba'apachayim b'tzoynoi. The rega is angry. Wait a second. Ad yavrazam till the anger passes. Eibush rasach. When does the Eibush get angry? Amar abayi b'tlash shokamayis. The first 3 hours there you get angry. The first 3 hours there you get angry. That's why we had before. Taisa says that. Okay, we'll talk about it in a minute. Ki chivra karbalta the tanagoyla. The same time when the what do you call it, the beaker whatever is of the tanagoyla. He gets on top of his nose over there, gets very white. All the time it's white. Now, kol shayt is beisereike sumke, a little bit of tinge of red. And I shayt lesbos shayt, there's no red at all. Rabbi Shimon Levi have a mitzai lehu mina bekroi. Rabbi Shimon Levi had, there's a couple of creators who lived in the city that caused him a lot of anguish. He decided, enough. I'm going to find out David's angry. I'm giving him a klola that, you know, is going to give him tata tata night. Nokatana goyla, he took this rooster. Vukma bekada da'ar said he put it between his beds. And he watched it the whole time during those 3 hours. Savar kimota, he shaita. When come that moment, I'll give him a curse. Kimota, he shaita. When he came that moment, unfortunately, he asked, what can he say? Rega kimemra. He call him is destroy everybody. Because rega kimemre. Rega is as long as it takes to say the word rega. Rega is 3 letters. So when you say kolem, it's 3 letters. What can you say about this min in 3 letters? So some of the man say he should once say yomus, that he should die. Anyway, kimot yishait, unless you learn the second answer, it takes as long as you start. Kimot yishait, the nimna, he fell asleep. Amash, mam no lavo de chayim abrochi. It's not right to do this.
What does he need to wait for a shas of kosher anyway? It's how the guys of a kosher brought from a
kayin. You don't curse. We had a mayor's wife. But also, we know the din is by an apokatis. My reading will lay myling. You're allowed to kill him personally. So the mashah says here, very interesting. The mashah says, even though you're allowed to kill him by hand, why involve the Eibishter? Lav oydech aram ever hachim means even the Moshe Rabbeinu used the Shem of Feidish, and we had a few times in the Gemara when he killed somebody in Shem of Feidish. Lav oydech aram means you allowed him, moiridim v'leim mailin, by a mean like you allowed to throw him into the pit, and you definitely don't help him if he's stuck in the pit, you don't give him a ladder to get out. But that's you. Don't get the Eibishter involved. Why is it wrong? Because the Eibishter has achmanus on all of his creations. As it says, "Gam anus letzadik letoif." The punish is not a good thing. Okay. Tell me that maybe Shoshim Molochim and Nichesem Beloshem. When's the Eibishter get angry? You know when the Eibishter gets angry? What makes the Eibishter angry every day for a second? When all the kings get up late in the morning and they place the crowns on their head and Mishtachim and the Chama and they all worship the sun and themselves and so on. Yad Koyis a good baruch. That's when he gets angry. Amar Rabbi Yosef. As a result of this, Rabbi Yosef. Don't dive a musaf the first 3 hours of the day because the Eibishter is angry then. The first day, the day Shasa. No, it's on Rosh Hashanah. Don't dive a musaf the first 3 hours of the day. Rashi says an interesting thing here. It's not the musaf. He says, musaf, Rashi says here, interesting Rashi says, it's Rashi. Rashi here, din loy ksiv be emes, right in the middle of the page. And the first of the lines is Sharim, and then there's two dots. Right in the middle, smack in the middle of the page, says Rashi. Musafe kol hashana hen shvach visipuri maisa. You know what Musaf is? A story. It tells you what they used to bring on the Mizbeach, or the Kabanis. Ava Musaf Rosh Hashanah mitoichu mispal. This Musaf is different than all other Musaf, and you're actually davening. Malchi is a chreini is shayfris mifkid dina tfei. The Eibishter remembers now about judgment. So therefore, this musaf is very important that we get it right. We do it at the right time. Now when the Eibishter is angry, all other musaf, we don't care. Oh, you don't tell the story. The Eibishter is angry. So what? But when you want the Eibishter to judge it, because it's saying Malchus Achrayin Shayfus. So if so, it's only a din of musaf and a shana. Don't do it for the rest of the year. The way that she learns. Right. So if you first day of Rosh Hashanah, do not dav a musaf be yachid dilma kivin the mifka dina. It's the Eibishter is remembering din because Malchus Achrayin Shayfus. That maybe he will look into your din and he will push you away because he's in a bad mood. He said, why is Tzibur allowed to have most of the first 3 hours? Tzibur has a lot of chusim. If so, a yachid in the morning shouldn't daven at all every day. So we ask, because the Eibishter gets angry. Why are we davening? Any day of the year, forget it. Every day of the year, how can we daven? Since somewhere else there's a minyan davening somewhere in the world at that time, the kamat chadesh won't push you away.
So
Tay says, don't think that you don't have to go to shul. Interesting Tay says, the last Tay on the page. Tay says, Peter Rabbein Tam, hod the mashma hocha the mahani, it helps. No, you don't have to go to shul. As long as I'm davening in the morning at home, and somewhere a shul davening at the same time, it's good enough. My tefillahs join them. What have to go to minyan for? So says, don't say that. Your tefillahs won't get rejected because the Eibishter might be in a bad mood, but he won't reject you because there are people davening. But if you want the Eibishter actually to hear your tefillah and to act on it, it's only if you daven with a minyan in a shul.
It's better to daven with a minyan
imperfectly
than daven.
That's what he's saying. The point of Gemara seems to me, as long as somewhere there's a shul davening, it's good enough. Who cares where you daven? He said, no. This is talking about that your tefillahs won't be rejected. The Eibishter might be in a bad mood. Talking about Vaitin. Freddy Gemara. Well, Amri, you said before, Sholosh Rishonos HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev V'Teda. The first 3 hours he's learning Teda, it's the second 3 hours that he's judging. Eifuch, turn it around. That's why Teda changed around the Peshat of Mimkoimai. Or Mibayv said, Loim V'Tevuch. The reason why the first round tesis was that Mkoyme means that the Eibishter is judging should walk away from Kisi Adin Rachmim follows the second answer to the Gemara. No, the Eibishter Taka judges the second 3 hours. And Mkoyme who Yifei Barachmav is means the Eibishter should go away from Kisi Adin and move to Kisi Rachmim. No, I did Teira the Chsiv by Emes that Loi Tefuch Teira it says that. That is Emes Kaneva Timkoy Rachmim Shadin the Loi Chsiv by Emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oisef Nim Mishot Adin. That's what's the second answer, Gemara? That that the Eibishter is what do you call it? The Eibishter Taki is judging the first 3 hours, and he's learning the first 3 hours. Teira says Emes Kanei Val Timker. So Ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu Oisef Lifnim Mishuras Adin. So the Eibishter does not do Lifnim Mishuras Adin. Din the Loiksi be Emes, but Din which does not say Emes Hakadosh Baruch Hu Oisef Lifnim Mishuras Adin. By Teira, when it comes to Teira, there's no when it comes to Din, it does not say Emes, so the Eibishter therefore can be generous. When it comes to Teira, where it says that Teira is Emes, it says Emes Kaneva Timker, you should buy it and not sell it. Nobody should learn Teira. Nobody shouldn't. In other words, when we say we live in the pasuk Emes Kaneva Timker means that when you teach Teira to other people, don't get paid for it, because Al Timker, that's not a knowledge that you sell. Teira is something you have to give away for free. So you should buy Teira Emes Kanei. We should buy. You should pay someone to teach you and learn Teira the Avaita. But Al Timker, if you know Teira, don't charge others.
But if you don't pay, then how can you charge?
Sorry?
If you pay for learning Teira, then how can you charge? If he's charging...
What do you mean? You're right. You're right. It's the same thing, yeah. But if I have knowledge, I should be happy to teach others without getting paid for it. But you who's learning should pay. The person, you should be prepared to pay. The person teaching shouldn't ask for money, basically.
Maybe.
The Malamed's killed that.
Which Malamed is not going to accept?
His children also got to have shoes. They also got to eat.
Exactly. He gets Chabat told. He could have had a job somewhere else. Yeah. So both are true. He's learning Teda and he's judging. What do you call it? So Teda is which is Emes. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not doing Nishar Din, and Din which is not Emes. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Oisef Nishar Din. So he does both. That's why I have to come on time. It's a long blot here. Sorry, guys. Please go to the bottom.
Talking about
that
thing before,
No, we said about Riches. We said, you don't have a clap. We said, get 5 minutes, it's over. Goof, I'm Rabbi Shulman Levi. My Riches is supposed to get Shana Riches. La Seis. We learned this before. The Avish said, I want you to do the mitzvahs today. Hayim La Seis. And the Mocha do them today. And the Moshiach will come. There's no more mitzvahs. La Seis to do them. Hayim La Seis. But you don't get rewarded today. You get rewarded. Moshiach will come. Call mitzvah she Yisrael oisin ba'olam hazeh. Any mitzvah you do in this world, boys, from midas oisim haba. In the world to come, it'll come and testify on your behalf. Shneimer it says yitnu edayim v'itzdaku. They'll come and say edus, and you'll be found justified. The yomru emes yitnu edayim v'itzdaku eli Yisrael. They will yishmu v'yomru emes. Listen, say emes elu oyucham. These are the goyim. They'll be punished. All the mitzvah they do in this world, boys, v'toyfim oyucham. The mitzvah that we do will come and bang on the heads of the goyim for trying to stop us from doing it. Loyam habal panem on the face of it says the shmartim vasisim ki chachmaschem ubinaschem. This is your wisdom and understanding. Le'enei your amim to the eyes of the people. Let me to the eyes of the people. Neged amim le'enei in front of the people, nations. Le'enei to their eyes. Melamed sheboyz v'torfus like chachmas panem. Loyam habal come and bang on the heads in loyam habal. Amr shemalevi. It's a beautiful gemara here and it starts a new gemara here. Shemalevi. So we'll learn it tomorrow. Mitzvah. Now I'm not here tomorrow, but tomorrow. I have a...